Welcome to Torat Imecha Parsha of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Shkup, and today we'll be learning Parshat Vayelech, the shortest of all Parshiot of the Torah, a mere 30 verses. In this parasha, Moshe provides encouragement to Am Yisrael as he bids them farewell prior to his death, reassuring them that Hashem will continue to lead them into the Promised Land. He emphasizes the importance of learning Torah and transmitting it to the next generation. Learning Torah is not limited to the scholastic elite. It is an obligation and a privilege that applies to all segments of the society, transforming them into the people of the book that distinguishes them from all other nations. Hashem told Moshe that his death is imminent, and that because Am Yisrael would violate the terms of their covenant, Hashem would hide his countenance from them, removing his special protection from them and exposing them to the dangers of nature and the evils of countless enemies. Moshe was commanded to compose a prophetic song that would serve as a testimony that Hashem had warned Am Yisrael what would befall them throughout their history. Kitvu lachem et hashira hazot, the song that comprises Parashat Ha'azinu, which we will discuss next week. Sefer HaChinuch counts two mitzvot elucidated in this parasha: the commandment for Hakel, in which all men, women, and children will assemble once in 7 years for a public reading of the Torah. In addition, Moshe presents the mitzvah that requires each Jew to write a Sefer Torah in his lifetime. The parasha opens with a puzzling verse: Vayelech Moshe vayedaber et hadvarim ha'ele el kol Yisrael. And Moshe went and spoke these words unto all Israel. Abarbanel asks, given that Moshe had already assembled all of the people in the previous parasha, men, women, children, and even the newly converted, and they were all standing before him, why did Moshe need to go to them to give them his last charge? Ramban suggests that after his public speech, as related in Parashat Nitzavim, the assembled people went to their respective tents, after which Moshe went to them instead of them coming to him, and humbly said goodbye. Moshe encourages them one by one and reassures them. Vayomer alehem ben 120 shana nochi hayom, lo uchal od latzet velavo, vehashem amar elai lo tavor et hayarden hazeh. Hashem Elokecha, הוא עובר לפניך. הוא ישמיד את הגויים האלה מלפניך וירשתם. יהושע, הוא עובר לפניך כאשר דיבר השם. I'm now 120 years old. I'm no longer able to come and go, and Hashem has said to me, you will not cross the Jordan. Hashem, your God, he will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will dispossess them. Yehoshua will cross ahead of you, as Hashem had promised. Rabbi Shimshon Refai Lehirsch suggests that this verse reflects Moshe's humility. The man who had reached the highest spiritual attainment humbly hands over the mantle of leadership to his student Yehoshua, and goes to each Jew to bid him farewell and personally present his last will and testament along with his blessings. The singular lefanecha would support this interpretation. But in the following verse, Moshe reverts to the plural and then again to the singular, lending support to Ibn Ezra's interpretation. It's written, Unetanam Hashem lifnechem, ve'asitem lahem kechol ha'mitzvah asher tziviti etchem. Chizku v'imtzu, al te'artzu mipnehem, ki Hashem ha'elokecha, hu ha'olech imcha, lo yarpecha ve'lo yazveka. Ibn Ezra suggests that Moshe went to each tribe separately to comfort them and encourage them, promising them that Hashem would fulfill his promises even after his own death. He blesses each tribe individually, even though those blessings are written together in the closing chapters of the book of Devarim, in Parashat Vezot HaBracha, read on Simchat Torah. Moshe reassured them that they do not need him, for he's no longer able to lead the charge in battle as commander-in-chief. And they can be confident in Yehoshua's leadership, for Hashem will lead the charge as he had done in the battles with Sihon and Og on the eastern bank of the Jordan. The switch from singular to plural and then singular again might indicate that Moshe went from tent to tent, and then from assembly to assembly, despite his age and the declaration, Lo chal od latzet velavo, I can no longer come and go. Taken literally, this statement might imply that Moshe was infirm and unable to come and go. Rashi points out that in many other places in the Torah, the term lo yachol does not indicate that one cannot, but that one may not. Accordingly, Kli Yakar suggests Moshe demonstrated that he's perfectly able to walk from tent to tent, but he's no longer allowed to go before them and lead them. And now he must hand over the baton to Yehoshua. So long as he was the appointed leader, Moshe functioned as a monarch whose subjects must show deference and come to him. But on this day was Moshe's birthday and the day of his death. He could no longer function as a king. The wisest of all men in Kohelet declared, "Ein shilton biyom hamavet." No man has power to retain the wind, and no man keeps his power on the day of his death. Moshe went from one person to another to encourage them to do tshuva. Moreover, Kli Yakar maintains, Moshe was compelled by the moral obligation to seek peace and pursue it, as Tehillim urges, Bakesh shalom veratfehu. And despite the difficulty brought on by his impending death, Moshe felt personally responsible for restoring peace between man and wife, between persons that were arguing, and between disputing tribes. Rashi quotes the Medrash that indicates that Moshe lost his ability to render judgment. He suddenly found that he could no longer come and go in the intricacies of the law. Chazal said, "Latzet velavo bidivrei Torah, melamed shenistatmu mimenu mayanot chokhma." And he meekly listened, as one man among 600,000 men, as Yehoshua would render the halachic rulings. In so doing, he went around encouraging the people to accept his protege as his worthy successor. Thus we read in the 7th verse, Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua, Vayomer elav le'enei kol Yisrael, chazak ve'amatz, ki ata tavo et ha'am hazeh el ha'aretz, asher nishba Hashem la'avotam. Moses called Yehoshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for you shall come with this people into the land which Hashem had sworn to their fathers to give to them. Rabbeinu Bachya emphasizes that Moshe showed deference to Yehoshua, encouraging him to treat the people with love and bring them into the land of Israel. Thus the Sifri interprets this scene as follows. These people that I'm handing you, adayin gdiyim, ve'adayin tinokotem, they're merely kids, they're babies. Al takpid alehem, don't be too harsh with them. Ala ma shehem osim, when they do something foolish. Af ribonam lo hikpid alehem al ma sha'asu, even their master, the creator, was not too harsh with them when they sinned. Sheneemar, for it's written in Hosea, Ki nar Yisrael ve'ohavo, Israel is but a lad, and God loves him unconditionally. Rashi takes note that Moshe had only indicated that Yehoshua would come Ata tavo, along with the people into Eretz Yisrael. Whereas later in our parasha, in verse 23, Hashem says to Yehoshua in the presence of Moshe, Chazak ve'amatz ki ata tavi et bnei Yisrael el haaretz. Be strong and courageous, for you will bring the Israelites into the land I promised them. Or Achaim suggests that Moshe stressed that it would be Hashem and no human being who would bring them to the land. And only Hashem could ensure their victories in the battles of conquest. Midrash Rabbah, on the other hand, suggests that Moshe made a change, unwittingly revealing a tiny measure of resentment that he must die and that he must hand over the leadership while still living and breathing. Kevan sheyada Moshe shehaya lo lamut be'oto yom, ma'asa? Amar Rabbi Yanai katav 13 torot, 12 ל-12 shvatim, ve'echat hiniach ba'aron, שאם יבקש לזייף דבר, שיהיו מוצאים אותו בארון. Moshe wrote 13 scrolls, one for each tribe, and an additional one to be placed by the ark in the Mishkan, so that no one could modify or add anything to the 5 books of the Torah. And before he reluctantly called on Yehoshua, he prayed. Amar lefanav, Ribono shel olam. Oh, please, Master of the Universe, will Yehoshua take my place while I'm still alive? But Hashem commanded him to treat Yehoshua as Yehoshua related to him in the past. So Moshe went meekly to Yehoshua's home, where Yehoshua rose reverently for Moshe. But Moshe said to his protege, Rebbe, come walk with me. So they went together to the Ohel Moed, and a cloud came down between them. And Hashem spoke to Yehoshua, but Moshe could not hear. He asked him, what did God say to you? And Yehoshua demurred and answered, do you remember when the Shekhinah spoke to you, I was not privy to what was said. So Moshe cried out in anguish, Me'a mitot ve'lo kina achat. Give me 100 deaths and not one instance of jealousy. Shlomo HaMelech explained in Shir HaShirim, love is as strong as death, but jealousy is even stronger. So Hashem comforted Moshe and promised him, you led my children in this world. I promise that in the future, I will use you again to lead them home again, La'atid Lavo. Thank you for learning with me. And I wish you all Shana Tova, Ktiva V'Chatima Tova.